Hey there, moms and dads. Welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby, brought to you by Mama Magic. You know, we're here to make parenting a little bit easier and, of course, a lot more magical. We know that it isn't an easy journey, and there's always so many decisions to make as a new parent, especially when it comes to products and services that are out there. How do you choose the right product and service for your stage of parenting, for your home, for your lifestyle, for your baby? And we know that baby is such a precious one. So thanks to Mama Magic and the vast amount of expertise and products and services that we have access to, we're able to shed the spotlight on the best of the best just for you. I'm so thrilled to have with me today in studio, Sarah Jeffries from Baby Nursery Co. Now, this is a very important person that we're talking to today because she is going to help you decide what is the necessary furniture that you need for your baby's room. So let's make ourselves comfortable as we welcome Sarah Jeffries from Baby Nursery Co. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today and shedding light on Baby Nursery Co. Now, I know that you've been in this game a long while. You've been listening to moms, and that's how Baby Nursery Co. developed. So tell us, what do you offer moms?
So Baby Nursery Co. is a boutique nursery store, focusing on the furniture and the decor that's going to go into your baby's nursery. But probably what Baby Nursery Co. is best known for is our rocking chairs. That is our, you could say, speciality, where we've poured 14 years of love and research into understanding what a mom needs when she's feeding and bonding with her baby. You do it for so many hours, upon hours. Your body is always working.
Yes.
Even if you're sitting still now, do you know our body is working?
That is, you know, it's amazing, and it's something that we just don't acknowledge, right?
Yes.
We don't acknowledge. But, you know, Sarah, what I think about as well is that that chair, that feeding chair, that rocking chair is something that's not always on the list because people don't realize that they need it, right? I mean, I've seen on the list, it's always been, you know, you need the cot. And you need a compactum. You know, those are two very essential items. I'm sure those are probably highly popular.
Yes.
And I somehow know that as a mom, I need a chair to feed on, but I'm not sure what kind of chair. So I think, you know, the chair that I have in my living room, I'll bring it to my room and I'll find a way to make it comfortable. Pop up some pillows and make it comfortable. But that isn't always the best solution, right?
100%. I feel having a baby is such a special journey, and being a mom first time, second time, third time, fourth time, we shouldn't be making do with something.
That's true.
Making do with a chair that's probably sitting at the incorrect height, where your arms are not being properly supported or your back is not being properly supported. If we're just making do, subconsciously, our body is tense. Our body is not relaxed. We are feeding off different chemicals to our baby. Whereas if we're really relaxed and we're comfortable, it allows us to settle into what we're doing and really just enjoy. Just enjoy.
Now, why is this chair so special? What's so special about your feeding chair? Let's get into that.
Okay. So I would say, first off, the rocking motion. Mm-hmm. So once mums understand, okay, A, we need a chair to sit in, they're thinking of the rocking motion first. And it's actually the support that a chair gives the body that is primary, and the motion is a secondary.
Oh, I see.
So what's very important with our rocking chairs is we use the spring-based rocking mechanism. So it's not a swinging back and forth motion. It's a bouncing, comforting motion. So, you know, when we're all standing and doing babies.
Yes, trying to rock them.
You're basically doing that sitting down. So it's such a natural, comforting motion, but also you're in control. So you can get in and out of the chair easily and safely. You're not getting a fright each time you sit down. Because if you send your body into a little bit of a shock mode.
That's true.
Adrenaline pumps, muscles tense slightly.
Ah, and then we can't feed.
You can. But every mom can feed. Moms are amazing. I mean, we can feed on a park bench if we have
probably.
To. But what we're trying to do is set you up for the ideal
yes.
comfort position. So that's the basics of the rock. What we encourage our customers to do, and what I love doing, is come visit us in our showroom, because there we have a range of rocking chairs. And often people will walk in and they'll be like, oh, but they all look so similar, or they look the same. And I said, okay, but now we're going to do the sit-sit test.
Right.
And you will see each of the chairs feels slightly different because they've got slightly different touch points.
Oh, I see.
You and I will figure out what's the right chair for your body, for your type.
Of course, because all our bodies are different. Yes. Of course.
So you may have a chair that you feel more comfortable in from a support point of view,
right.
whereas I may have a different chair. We focus on the back area. The lumbar is very important to have that lumbar support.
Right.
We focus on arm height, well padded. You'll see all our chairs have like this amazing head cushion, really like plush head cushion. And that's really important because it's supporting the head and the neck. So here we've got support relaxed. It flows down into the arms, into the armrest.
Of course.
Back's being supported.
I've never realized how much your posture, how important it is to be in the right position, how important it is to be comfortable, because we know we want to feed our babies. We love it. We love bonding. It's a bonding time with them. But I never thought about before how stressful it can be and how disruptive it can be to that process if you're not seated in the right chair.
100%. So that's basically what my journey has been about for the last 14 years, is figuring out the ideal, most comfortable rocking chair for a mom to be in with her baby. From the foam that we use to the lumbar support, so much thought has gone behind it.
Right. I loved sitting in that chair, I must admit. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I've sat on it many times when you've exhibited at Mama Magic, and I probably didn't want to get off. Somebody had to pull me off that chair. And I think what's so special about it as well is obviously the longevity of this chair in your home.
Yes. So longevity, definitely. The standing joke in our showroom is, when the dads get to test the chair.
Of course, that's going to be a
because
fight.
Straight away they are visualizing how the chair's been moved to another room in their home, and they're either gaming or rugby. I don't know, but dads are just as excited. They seem to forget the many hours with baby in the chair,
yes.
and they're already visualizing how they're going to benefit in the future. Yes, so that has been a very important part of our design, and the way the chairs look is so that they can last in your home. It's an investment piece.
Absolutely.
And
in terms of fabric choices?
Yes, so we've got a range of fabric choices, and that's a very fun part of the process too. So we pick fabric. Along with the rocking chairs, we've also got a beautiful range of cots and compactums. So how we've worked hard on our designs for the last 3 years, I would say.
Right.
And I've really tried to bring longevity through in the standard baby cot, where our cots now have your toddler bed built into the cot. So it's not just the three adjustable height levels anymore. You then take pieces of the cot off and you've got an actual toddler bed for your baby. So here, again, we're bringing in a piece of furniture that's going to last. You're not just using it for baby nursery phase. We can use it for a few more years in toddler. Our compactums, or the change stations, compactums,
yes.
a very South African word.
Oh, really?
Yes. Often if I get foreign people in, they're like, well, what's a compactum? I'm like, it's a very South African word.
Okay.
But even
goes a long way back.
Even our compactums we've designed so that they look really nice. So they are, again, pieces of furniture that are either going to stay in the child's room as they grow or have the potential to move into another room in the house.
Wonderful. Now tell me, for our mums and dads that are listening that have now about to purchase, right? And they need to make those decisions. They need to figure out what are some of the advice that you would give them that they should bear in mind when selecting furniture for their baby's room?
The advice I would give them is, if budget allows, don't overlook the rocking chair.
Very true.
A baby will be happy to sleep anywhere as long as it's safe.
Ah.
But the chair will be something that lasts with you for a very long time. I think the favorite part of being at the Mama Magic Expos and exhibiting is when our customers come past and they're like, "Sarah, I love my chair. I live in my chair. I can't imagine life without my rocking chair. Yeah, thank you so much." Yep. Then I'm like, "No, thank you for sharing with me," because that's what we're all about.
Yes, making life comfortable for mom and baby.
So, but in terms of advice, practical advice would be, know your room size.
Uh-huh.
Know what your requirements are. I think the three pieces are key in a nursery.
Yes.
The cot, the change station, the rocking chair. So then we think, what size compactum do we need?
Of course.
How much space do we have for our rocking chair? Are we doing a large cot? Are we doing an extra large cot?
Oh, right.
So those are simple tick questions that we have to go through before we look at fun things like design and color and handles and fabric and everything.
Because you also provide the linen as well, right? It's a one-stop shop.
Yes. So
awesome.
Linen is our project that we're working on now. Also very exciting. Just to complement, so that when you come into Baby Nursery Co's boutique with your Pinterest ideas and your ideas, we hope that you leave there excited to make that Pinterest board a reality in your home.
Absolutely.
So we have lots of fun in the showroom with picking colors and imagining and handles and fabrics. So it is, it's part of the fun.
It is
planning the nursery.
Tell me, do you, you know, very often parents would probably think, okay, but baby will need or baby will want. I think when she's a year old, she's going to be doing this, right? How important is what baby will need versus what you both need as parents? How do you find the balance between those?
I think we touched on it. Baby will need a safe place to sleep.
I see. Yes. Yes, that's right.
That's a must.
Yes.
So,
and then I suppose, you know, depending on what kind of home you have, right, you accommodate that. And that's why you're saying, in terms of the size of the room, the colors you choose, the fabrics you choose, all need to complement your lifestyle. It needs to work together with you as a family, right?
100%. So what is exciting in today's day and age, which is quite different from, I would say, about a decade ago.
Yeah.
Is a baby's nursery, the theme almost flows within the home space. And it's not so much a room where we've put the basics, like a cot, a change station, a few pictures on the wall.
Yes.
The nursery really symbolizes the family, the new baby, what their aspirations are. I mean, a new baby's so exciting.
It really is. It's the start of a journey here.
Yes. And now they're creating this beautiful space that's part of their home for their baby.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I mean, I think when you think about nursery furniture, there's so much more to it. There's so much more that goes behind it than just the functionality of having a cot, a changing station, you know, somewhere for baby to sleep, somewhere for to change baby, you know, somewhere to feed baby. But I think the quality of the product and services is really, really important. And I think having to be able to go to a company that understands your needs and is able to listen to you and listens to you and understands you and your family, because each family has different needs, right?
Yes.
And I think what I love about knowing you for so many years is, you know, your listening skills and adapting your product and helping parents find the right products for their nursery. I think that's so important, right?
Yes, it is. So again, we can circle right back round to the nursery and that knowing the need when it comes to the rocking chair.
Yes.
Um,
don't underestimate yes. the value of the rocking chair.
And testing a chair before you buy it. We live in a very quick online instant age where we can make instant purchases decision based on a picture online.
Yes.
But for something so important like your nursery chair that you're going to spend hours in, take the time, go sit in the chairs, test all the chairs on the market, listen to your body, figure out what's the right chair for you.
Awesome.
And then make your decision.
Where can we find you? Where can parents find you?
Okay, so our showroom is in Cramerville in Sandton. We love it when our customers come in because that's where all the magic happens. Obviously, we've also got our website, Baby Nursery Co. Yeah, that's where, and socials, I suppose.
Of course, absolutely. Well, Zara, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure being with you and listening to your passion that you have for helping our parents on their journey. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please feel free to go and visit Zara's website. Visit the website, go to the store in Cramerville, follow them on social media. And if you enjoyed this so much, please feel free to share it with another mom or dad who's looking for this product or service and needs somebody that's going to listen to them and understand their needs. They have the perfect solutions for you and your family. So thank you so much for joining us. We hope this information is going to be useful to you. And we hope to see you back here on our next episode of Lights, Camera, Baby. Thank you so much for joining us.